epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Long 4th of July weekend. How about you, Kennedy?
You know, I didn't do a whole heck of a lot. I got a foster dog, and I spent most of my time with said foster dog or just at home. Mm-hmm. Being very quiet,
trying to keep him from eating the rabbits in the yard.
Well, I tried.
I know you did.
She just
old college try.
She just lives with her inner wolf, and that's all right.
But, well, Kennedy.
But it was a nice quiet weekend for me.
I got one word for you: mulch. Mulch.
Okay.
Mulch.
Please say more about mulch.
We had delivered 15 yards of mulch, and you think, how much is 15 yards of mulch? I'll put it to you like this.
Go ahead.
The dump truck showed up in our driveway and dumped it and said, that's the first half.
Super quick question. I know earlier this morning you told us that you had 4 14-year-old boys staying at your place over the weekend. I assume you put them to work?
Of course not.
Why?
Because at that point, I think we were already done with the mulch by the time they got there.
That was silly.
So just to give you an estimation of what a ton of mulch is a ton. 15 yards is a literal ton of mulch. And me, Lana, and Barrett with pitchforks put it in wheelbarrows. We had to borrow two neighbors' wheelbarrows. And the three of us with three wheelbarrows. It was 21 feet long and it was 4 feet tall. Mulch.
Have a Cape House, they said. It will be fun, they said.
I don't think you know how to celebrate 4th of July.
I think
well,
you're
it sounds
right.
Like you got it out of the way early, so then you could enjoy the mulch in your beautiful backyard.
Your 4th of July sounded like the British one.
I was on the wrong side.
We were fighting against
wrong color
weeds.
Jacket. All right, so who do we have here? We have our good friend Heather from Ashby, who had a big weekend. Good morning, Heather. What'd you guys get into?
So it was great. We went to a town local bonfire, and my oldest daughter told me I'm going to be a granny ma again.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay.
I mean, her oldest son is going to be 9 in August next month.
Okay.
So it's a little weird because, you know, I'm really close to him, and it's just a span, but it's my youngest daughter said she manifested that my daughter would get pregnant because she loves babies and has been wanting to hold a baby.
Isn't that the way it always works?
That's awesome.
But I miss that smell.
Yeah.
What's your grandma name?
Granny Ma.
Granny Ma.
I got it from SpongeBob.
Where all great ideas are born.
I wanted it to be different. I didn't want the whole, you know, Mimi and Nana and all that. I want, even my license plate says Granny Ma.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, congratulations
to
you.
Yeah, that's exciting
news.
Thank you. Congrats.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Jill is from East Boston. Good morning.
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
Doing good. You went up to Hampton Beach?
Yes, I was. I was with my family and friends. There was a ton of us enjoying the sun, the waves, fireworks, friends, family, and my baby brother and his wife also had a special delivery on July 5th, their first baby.
Oh, my goodness. This was a weekend.
It was very busy, but it was so much fun.
Did you have fried dough?
You know what? We did not. We had ice cream.
Are you even going to Hampton Beach if you're not having fried dough?
I know. We do love Blink's.
Stopping at Blink's?
What is going on? You are doing it all wrong.
That will be this coming weekend.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing that. Have a great week.
Thank you all.
Congrats on your brother's freedom, baby.
Thank you, Dan.
Well, yeah, what did they name the baby?
Just got hung up on fried dough. You passed over the baby.
No. Yeah, what about the baby's name?
Yes, it is Joseph Michael after his dad, my brother, my baby brother.
Oh, very cool. All right, have a great week.
Thank you.
All right, we got a good friend, Corey from Medford. What'd you get into over the weekend, Corey?
Good morning, guys. Well, Friday, of course, we hung with some friends and watched the fireworks from their deck. And Saturday, we had a bunch of our friends over to the house to celebrate the 5th of July. And then last night, I may have spent a bunch of money on a new watch.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with that. You work hard for that money.
It was only, you know, a little less than $1,000.
Oh, wow.
Does the watch have anything to do with Star Trek?
Oh, good Lord, no. All right. I wouldn't spend that much money on a Star Trek watch.
What if William Shatner had worn it in an episode?
Yeah, no.
He's like, I'm a nerd, not an idiot.
What about Jean-Luc Picard? What if he'd have worn it?
Oh, well, that's a little different.
See?
All right. Well, have a great week, Corey.
Thank Bye, buddy.
You.
Bye, man.
From the 508, Carson, I personally did 15 yards of mulch myself 2 years ago. Never again.
Let's get it.
How long did it take you guys?
So we started Thursday. It got delivered, you know, Thursday, like midday. We spent about 2 hours on Thursday and then all day Saturday, about 8 hours, three of us. From the 508, Carson, why didn't you hire a landscaper like a normal person? Because they wanted $2,200 to put the mulch down, and we got it for $700.
There you go.
That's why.
That's why.
That's why.
And now you've got, and now you don't got to go to the gym because you got guns now, bro.
And Barrett is farm strong. He learned the term farm strong.
Well, I hope next time this rolls around, you remember that you've got an army of 14-year-old young men that you can now utilize for this specific thing. And I would if I were you.
Oh, I'll never say this in front of Lana Kennedy, but next time this has to be done in like 2-3 years, I'm paying the $2,200.
I mean, I would too. But, you know, I was just trying to be supportive.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.